Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos, Yoradea, Chelek Sheni, Hilchos Reishis Hagez, Halacha Hei, and we're towards the end of paragraph Tes Vav. In my version, it's a new paragraph, Ki Ze Yodua, Shehorishoim Shebedoiroi Sakoidmen Hoyugdoilim B'chochma. We dedicate the learning today, Lilui Nishmas, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Nosson Yaakov, Hareni Kaparas Mishkovoi. Rav Nosson Zal continues, again this halacha based on chapter 12 in Likutei Moran, Ki ze yodua, because this is a known fact, Shehorishoim, Shabadoiroi Sakoidmen, Hoyu Gedoilim Bechochmo Ubalimud Hashemois. The evil people that are mentioned in the Torah in earlier generations, thousands of years ago, were not simple people. They were very knowledgeable, and they knew names of Hashem, and they knew how to manipulate it to be able to do what we call Kabbalah Maisis, to be able to make things that are beyond nature, unnatural, to be able to happen. Shehoyu lehemoz, they had this knowledge at the time. Rak shal yidei taivoseim horois nichshelu bohem. However, unfortunately, because they chose to live lives following their evil desires, therefore they ended up stumbling and getting messed, their knowledge messed them up. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Upoishim Yikoshlubam, that sinners, spiteful sinners, will stumble in the Torah. Ad Shenaselahim Pel Adaber, to the point where their knowledge fueled their words, that they spoke against the Tzadikim. And it's for this reason that the Jewish people had to wander in the desert for 40 years. And they traveled on foot from place to place in order to refine and elevate the Torah Shebal Peh, the Halachos, from its fallen state. Begoidel koichoi shel Moshe Rabbeinu, with the great support of the powerful Moshe Rabbeinu, v'alkein kiblu b'chol pam hilchas haTorah b'alichosam amidbar kifi ma shezochu levarer b'chol pam. And this is why the Torah shows us that throughout those 40 years, along the way, Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching them the halachos of the Torah. This was part of this process of being mavareh, refining and clarifying the halachos. V'ze bechinas vayichtoiv Moshe es moitzoehem lemaseihem al pi Hashem. Now we understand what the pasuk means when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the travels of the Jewish people, which was based on the word of Hashem. Vayichtoiv daika. Rav Nosson Zal says, note, Moshe Rabbeinu understood he had to write this down. Ki kishezoichen levarer ha'alochei shel Torah shebal peh, shenoflu. Because when a person is zoichet to correct and repair and refine those halachas of the oral Torah, which fell, they're in a fallen state. And we elevate them and we reformat them back into the proper halachos. Then we also have to go back and re-plug them into the written Torah. As we find throughout the rabbis of the Gemara, Shehim beiru lanu kol ha-halochais v'din ha-Torah shebal peh, who are the ones who clarified for us all the laws and mitzvahs of the Torah shebal peh, v'him meyagen b'kol halocha limtza yoysa b'Torah shebichsav. And we see throughout the Gemara that the rabbis are always working to make sure that they find a source in the written Torah for what they're discussing in the oral Torah. Kileka milsa doloremiza boiraisa, because the Gemara tells us in Tainus, page 9, that there is nothing in the oral Torah, in the Torah Shebal Peh, that's not hinted to, that doesn't have a source in the written Torah. V'alkein kol ma shekiblu bal peh v'kol ma shechidshu b'toira hakol muchrochem limtsayoysoy b'toch Torah shebichsav beremez oy b'derach drush poshut etc. And this is why we find throughout the Gemara that whatever knowledge, whatever laws the rabbis received orally from their rabbis, or any new halachas that they were zeichet to come up with, they always have to find a source for it in the written Torah, whether it's hinted to or whether they learn it out from one of the 13 formulas, kal v'chayma, gzera shava, etc. V'alkein heimakshim b'chol din v'halacha minolon. And this is why throughout Shas, we find we have a Mishnah, where in the Mishnah, the rabbis present certain laws, and the Gemara usually begins with the words, Minala. From where do they know this? Where in the written Torah do we find this? Because although these rabbis received these laws orally from their rabbis, who received it from their rabbis, going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, which is a good enough source in a sense, still, we must always be able to find an actual source in the written Torah on which the things in the oral Torah are based. The travels, the coming and going, which is the process during which the Jews elevated and refined the laws of the Torah Shebal Peh, Hashem wrote all of that into the written Torah, to show kol this is to show that Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to take all the travels of the Jewish people, which was all about purifying and refining and correcting the oral Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to put all of that into the written Torah. Shezehu ikar hashlemus, and that's perfection. Le'yachedu le'kasher Torah Shebal Peh in Torah Shebichsav, to unite and bind together the oral Torah with the written Torah. In Kabbalistic terms, we're told that the written Torah represents the male, the oral Torah the female. The written Torah represents Zeranpin, usually. The oral Torah represents the Malchus, the Shechina. And therefore, we want to unite them, we want to bring them together. Paragraph Tezayin. V'ze b'chinas kol ha-golyos shoivrim al Yisrael. And with this we'll understand all the exiles that the Jewish people are experiencing. Shehoilchem ba-goyla no v'nod, whereby the Jewish people are wandering around in the exile. V'chol ha-nesiyos v'ateltulim shal Yisrael b'chlal u'befrat, and all of the travels and the wanderings of the Jewish people, whether we're speaking about as a nation or each individual person, shehakoil bishvil birur halachay shenafla yidei machlokes, all of it is related to refining and improving those halachas of the Torah Shebal Peh that fell spiritually as a result of machlokes in the Jewish nation. And as Rabbi Nizal explains in chapter 22 in Likutei Moran, that when there's machlokes in Klal Yisrael, that's what causes us to be exiled, and that's what causes us to wander around. And therefore, when a Jew is traveling, we're supposed to try to keep in mind always, during our travels, shekavanosai levarer al yedei zeh ha-halochos shenoflu, that one of my main intentions in my travel is to refine and improve and correct the halochos of the Torah Shebal Peh that fell, Shehem Bechinas Halichois Oilam, which, as we learned in the previous year, are also referred to as Halichois. Halichois means the walking, the traveling. The connection between the travel and these Halochois of the Torah Shebo Peh. And even a Jew who's not on this kind of a level, Jews who aren't learning Gemara yet, they don't know what Gemara is. And that Jew is traveling to earn a living. The main intent of a Jew who's traveling for business should be that he wants to have the privilege of supporting real Talmidei Chachamim who study Torah lishma. They study Torah properly for the right reasons. Sheheim mevarim ha-halochos v'chidush Torah mitim. They are the ones who refine and improve and correct anything that needs to be corrected in the Torah Shebaal Peh, and they're the ones who reveal new ideas in Torah that are true ideas. Ki kol hamomoin v'ashirus v'haparnosa nimshach mehem. Because all money, wealth, and parnosa comes from those Talmidei Chachamim who study Torah properly. And therefore, all of us have to strive and make every effort to elevate and return, plug in the wealth in the parnasa, plug it back in to its original master, to its original source, which is those Talmidei Chachamim who are studying the Torah lishma. Shezeh ikar tikun kol ha'olamos. This is one of the most outstanding solutions and rectifications of all of the worlds. Question in the chat, how do the Talmidei Chachamim refine the halachos during their travels? On the contrary, it would seem precisely that when they're traveling, they wouldn't have the necessary concentration. The answer is, Rav Nosson Zal gave us one example, that if you look in the Chumash, throughout the travels of the Jews during those 40 years in the desert, every once in a while, they would stop at certain places, and Moshe Rabbeinu would teach them new halachos. Moshe Rabbeinu, Aharon HaKohen, the Jews were learning new halachos throughout those 40 years. And so too, when a Jew is traveling, we say in the Kriya Shema, V'dibarto bom, you will speak words of Torah, B'shivtecha b'veisecha, when you're sitting in your house, u'balechtecha v'aderech, and when you're traveling. So that when a Jew is traveling, they want to be studying Torah also, because that's a major, major tikkun. This is what Rav Nosson Zal is speaking about here. And in another place in Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal makes an incredible, incredible revelation. He says that in the Torah, there are many important sections, many important topics. For example, the Ten Commandments, the Aseres HaDibros, the Shiras Hayam, the Shiras HaZinu, all kinds of things. None of them are considered to be an independent Chumash, a separate Chumash. There are two psukim, approximately two or three psukim in Chumash Bamidbar, which are considered an independent, distinct Chumash. So that Bamidbar is divided into three books, three chumashim. Those two or three psukim appear between the upside-down nuns in Parshas Bahaloscha. And those psukim speak about the travels of the Jewish people. Vayihi ben soy oran, when the oran would travel, uvenucha yoimar, when they rested. And Rav Nosson Zal says, so that in actuality we have seven chumashim. Bereshis, Shmois, Vayikra, Bamidbar is three, and then Dvorim, number seven. As the Pasuk says, Chotzva Amudeho Shiva, Hashem carved out the seven pillars of the Torah. So Rav Nosson Zal says, what's so special about those psukim? And he goes into about a six, seven page explanation of how significant it is when Jews are traveling. When a person travels, we're traveling in Eretz Yisrael. A person goes from Yerushalayim to Miron, or from Miron to Yerushalayim, traveling all, from all over Israel, or people traveling from outside of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. All the different travels that the Jewish people do. We know Rabbeinu Zal has two chapters on Likutei Moran that are based on the opening pasuk that we quoted in the previous year, Eile Masei Bnei Yisrael. These are the travels of the Jewish people, describing the 42 stops that they made in the desert. And it's brought that those four words are marames to all the travels, all of the exiles of the Jewish people. The first letters of those four words, Eile, Masei, Bnei Yisrael, make up the first four letters of Edom, Modai, which is Parasu Modai, Bavel, and Yavon, the four major exiles of the Jewish people. And Rabbeinu Zal quotes a statement from the Sefer Asura Ma'amoros, one of the Sifrei Kabbalah, that says that Eile Masei Bnei Yisrael is the tikkun for Eile Elokecha Yisrael. When the Erev Rav tried to convince the Jewish people to worship the golden calf, they said, this is your new Hashem. Eile Elokecha Yisrael. And the Asura Ma'amoros, the tikkun for that is Eile Masei Bnei Yisrael, that when Jews travel, when we're forced to travel, and we're not in our own place, that's one of the major forms of tikkun and tshuva for any pegam in Avodah Zarah. And again, Rabbeinu Zal has two chapters in Likutei Moran based on that. It's true that when a person is traveling, they can't necessarily concentrate as well as when they're in their own home, their own place, they have all their sforim, but still, it's a very, very important mitzvah when a person is traveling to include some study of Torah. Now, we mentioned earlier in previous shiurim that Rav Nosson Zal takes this topic, Reishis Hagez, and he uses it to lead into the next topic that appears in Yoredeya, which seems to be totally unrelated, the topic of Cherem, when the rabbis excommunicate a person. And we saw several times already that Rav Nosson Zal showed the connection between the two. He's going to do it again now in the next few pages. Hilchas Nidui V'Cherem, the laws regarding excommunication. And this will lead us to the completion of this volume. Paragraph Yud Zayin, V'alkein HaMenude V'HaMuchram Osir B'Ne'ilas Sandal. Now we understand why when the rabbis choose to excommunicate somebody, that person must remove their shoes. V'tzorech L'mayit B'dibur, and that person isn't supposed to be having conversations with people. Ki HaNidui V'HaCherim Al She'ovar Dinei HaTorah. Because generally, the reason why the rabbis would put somebody in cherem is because they violated the laws of the Torah. V'ho'ikar al shemevaze talmidei chachamim. And usually, the most important law for which the rabbis would excommunicate somebody is if the person showed exceptional disrespect to the rabbis. Shehu harishoin shel esrim v'arbo dvorim sha'aleim menadnim. That's the first, that's number one on the list of 24 reasons why rabbis would put somebody in cherem, kama shekosu b'shulchan aruch, as we find in Yoredeya, chapter 334, paragraph 43, where it says there, al esrim v'arbo dvorim menaden esodon, there are 24 reasons why the rabbis would put somebody in cherem, ve'elehein, and these are the reasons. Echod, number one, hamevaze es hachacham, a person who insults a rabbi, a Talmud Chacham, afilu la'achar moisei, even if the rabbi is no longer alive, the person makes derogatory statements about a Talmud Chacham. Ki ikar hakoyach sheyesh loy levazeis es hachacham hu amiti, Walidei Shaloma Tor Shebal Peh Shaloi Lishma. Because as we've been learning throughout this whole halacha in Reisha Sagez, halacha hey, the main power, the main thing that empowers a person to insult a true Talmud Chacham is when the person who's doing the insulting learns Torah Shebal Peh, the oral Torah, Shaloi Lishma, for the wrong reasons. Oi, Shemekorav Lelamdan Kaze, or the person is a student or a close confidant of that type of lamdan, a person who learns Gemara improperly, Shaloi Lishma. Umisho Naseloi Peledaber, that's what gives the person a mouth, to a voice to speak against Talmid Chachamim, true Talmid Chachamim. Ki naflu etzloi ha-halochos achenaseloi peledaber. Because the Torah Shebal Peh, the halochos, have fallen by that person to a level where they actually empower the person to be able to speak against true Talmid Chachamim. Alkein chayev b'chalitza sasandal. And that's also why he's required to remove his shoes, ki haminolim nimshochin mebechinas kosna soer, because the shoes that we wear originate and go back to the leather garments that Hashem gave to Adam and Chava after the sin of the Eitz Hadas. Shehem shmira l'raglin. These shoes and these leather garments are a protection for the feet. Shenasu achar chet Adam Arishon, and this occurred, Hashem preparing these garments of leather took place after the sin of Adam Arishon. Shepogam b'ha'halochos hanal. Adam Arishon, who was poigem in the halochos of the Torah Shebal Peh, as we studied earlier, k'mo shemavur sham b'parsha, and as it says there in the Chumash, Vayas Hashem alikim l'Adam alishtoi kosnas oir v'yalbishem. Hashem prepared for Adam Arishon and his wife these garments of leather, and he dressed them. Ve'isa b'zoyar, and the Zohar Kodesh says about this, b'kadmisa kosnas oir ba'alef, bosar d'chavu isavidu kosnas oir. In the beginning, Adam and Chava wore garments of oir aleph of resh, garments of light. They didn't need any physical clothing. After they sinned, it became garments of leather garments. The word oir written with an ayin. Kiato, because now, after the sin, ief shelekabel ho'or shel ha-Torah elo derech kamo levushim. It's no longer possible for us to receive the light of the Torah directly. It's got to come via garments. Shehim bechinas kosnasur, which are referred to in the Torah as these leather garments. Vezehu toiva gedoila. And this is a major benefit. Kalidei zeh daiko yecholan levarer ulahalois ahalochis menefilosan. Because this is what enables us to refine and elevate the halachos from their fallen state, al yidei sheyicholim lahalbish lechazes oisam bekama kfuyim ulevushim, by through the ability that we have to cloak them and cover them up with coverings and garments, umishom nimshochem bechinas hamenolim, and that's where the whole concept of shoes comes from, shehem shmira l'raglin, which is a protection for the feet, shehem ikar shleimus kol hamalushim. And shoes, in a certain respect, are the most important of all garments. K'may shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, lo'oyam yim korotam kol ma sheyeshloi v'yikach minolim l'raglov. A person should sell everything they own to make sure they have shoes for their feet. Kishon bebechinas raglin tzrichin hashmira beyoser, because there by the feet is where we need the most protection. Ki hahalochos hein bechinas raglin, because the laws of the Torah Shebal Peh are referred to as raglin, as we learned in the previous shir. Rav Nosson Zal brought the connection there, that halacha means halicha, walking. V'naflu lebechinas ragleho yorda ismavis, and as a result of people learning Gemara improperly, the halachos, the raglin, have fallen. As the pasuk says, the feet fall into death. Alidei elu shelo zochu, to these, those people who are not zoche to learn the Torah properly. Shenasis lehem haTorah samoves, to them, for them the Torah becomes a deadly poison. V'haminolim heim shmiro lezeh, and the shoes are a protection for this. Shelo yinku haklipois beyoser meharaglim, it protects the legs, the feet, the halachos, that the klipois shouldn't be able to draw more than they're supposed to. Chas v'shalom. Shehein bechinas halachos. And again, the raglin are the halachos. V'chol ze hakoyach mekablin mehechochom ho amiti shehu hatzadik ho emes. And the power to correct all of this, we receive from the true chacham, the true tzaddik, sheyesh loy koyach levarer ulahaloy sahalochos minokam shenaflu. He's the one who has the ability to refine and elevate the halachos from their fallen state, velachzer velases mem halachos bedrochem nefloim, and to reformat them into proper halachos in the wondrous ways that the tzaddik does this. She'olav nemar, and it's about the tzaddik that the pasuk says, "Mayofu pe'omayich bana olim." How beautiful are the footsteps that you take with your shoes. She'zeo bechinas alias Yisroel eregel, and that pasuk is also referring to Hashem praising how much He loves when the Jewish people travel to the Beis Hamikdash for the holidays. It's called Aliyah leregel. Again, the holidays are called regel, and we're talking about going with your feet to the Beis Hamikdash. She'alehem ne'emar mikra zeh. This pasuk refers to that. Kama Yishon Rav says, the Gemara says in Sukkah, at the end of Sukkah, ki kol aliyosam lebeis hamikdash b'sholosh regolim hoya b'shvil zeh. Because a major reason why the Jews went up to the Beis Hamikdash on the three holidays was this, ki shom bebeis hamikdash kol biror ha-halochos. Because there in the Beis Hamikdash is where you had the greatest refinement of all the halachos. K'mo shemavur le'el al posik, as we learned earlier, when the donkey said to Bilam that you hit me three times, k'hi k'soni zeh shalosh regolim. He could have said shalosh pa'amim. That would have been a more accurate word, shalosh regolim. The Gemara says that the donkey was saying to him, you're trying to uproot a nation that observes three holidays, forget it. You have no chance of success. Val ke nikroim regolim, and this is why the holidays are called regolim, regolim daika, because again, they're associated with the tikkun for the Torah Shebal Peh, the fallen halachos of the Torah Shebal Peh. Aval ze shebiza chacham amiti, whereas this individual who insults a true chacham, bevadai chayev nidui vecherem, he certainly deserves excommunication, vetzorech lach loitz menolav, and he has to remove his shoes. Ki ein loy menolim, he doesn't have proper shoes, bechinas kosnasor, he doesn't have those garments. Vialkein osur laharboi sima bedvorim, and therefore also we're told we're not allowed to speak to such a person. Ki ikur pegomoi behadibur, because usually the main sin of this person was with his speech. Shenas etzloi me'atorah shebal peh peh ledaper alat tzadik osok, that this person's learning of the oral Torah gave him a mouth to speak against the tzadik. Any questions?
Good morning, Rav Nosson.
Yes.
When Rav Nosson mentioned that it's a Tova Gedola, you mentioned that the downgrade after the sin from oral light to oral leather was a good thing. And he's explaining, meaning it was a good thing because that then they would have the levushim, the kalim, etc., to be able to return back and learn Torah properly. What was the good thing exactly?
Exactly what you said. that because of the tremendous damage that was caused by the eating of the Eitz HaDaas, which empowered the Sitra Achra, therefore we need major Shmirah. And the Shmirah, one of the major tools of Shmirah is the shoes that we wear around the feet. Because again, the feet represent Malchus, Torah Shebal Peh, which has now become pogum, because Adam HaRishon learned the Torah Shebal Peh improperly. Chava told the snake that Hashem said not to touch the tree. Never happened. She added to the instructions of Hashem. And then the snake said, oh, look, he pushed her into the tree. Look, nothing happened. So if you eat from the tree, nothing will happen either. Again, false limudim, false type of learning, showing that the Torah Shebal Peh became pogum. The raglin became pogum, the halachos. Therefore, now we need these leather garments to protect. We can't handle the oyer with an aleph, and we can't have that oyer showing in an obvious manner, not without guards around it, protecting it. So it became kosnas oyer. We have these leather garments, the shoes, put especially on the foot, on the feet, as a shmirah, a protection.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Can we explain what it means that the halachos have fallen and need to be raised? We mentioned that when a person is learning Torah Shebal Peh for the wrong reasons, they draw the Torah down. They push the Torah down from its place in holiness. They push it down to a place of lack of holiness, Rachmona Litzlan. And that's what gives them a mouth to the Torah Shebal Peh. It's called the Oral Torah. The words of the Gemara become reformatted into words that they use to insult tzaddikim. And if the tzaddik is great enough, he handles that insult properly. He doesn't allow it to bother him. Rather, he takes those words of insult and is able to reformat it and restore it back to the original halachos and to draw new halachos from it. If someone insults the tzaddik, does it bring damage to the actual halachos? The answer is that tzaddikim are the Torah Shebal Peh. They are the oral Torah. They're the main ones. So a person insulting them is insulting the Torah. In fact, Rabbeinu Zal in Likut Moran quotes the Gemara in Makkos, where the Gemara says, how silly are those people, kama tipshoi inchi, who stand up for a Sefer Torah, and they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Imagine they stand up for the little thing and they don't stand up for the bigger thing. It's a kal v'chomer. Showing that the Talmud Chacham is the Torah in its highest sense. So insulting the Talmud Chacham, the tzaddik, is automatically insulting the Torah because that's what he is. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Zal Likut Moran brings from the Roikeach, I believe, Moshe Rabbeinu is Bigematria 613. The 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. He is the Torah. He's a living Sefer Torah. Paragraph Yudches. Ki ikar bechinas hacherim bigdusha mevoyer bepasuk. Rav Nosson Zal says this concept of cherim is mentioned in a pasuk in Chumash, where it says Kol Cherem LaHashem. There, the word Cherem doesn't mean excommunication. It means when a person makes a decision to declare something heavenly, to declare it forbidden to me. I'm declaring it as part of the possession of the Beis Hamikdash. Hainu, mi sheroya sheyesh lo eize momoin vashirus. A person who has some money or some wealth, and he's afraid that the Sitra Achra shouldn't attach itself to that wealth and get it to be destroyed or get it to be misused. We know that the Sitra Achra goes after wealth in a very big way. Because wealth comes from the left side, which is Sitra Achra. Al kein hu makdish u machrim hakol la Hashem. Therefore, the person declares, I'm hereby donating that piece of furniture, my car, this $100,000, I'm donating it to Hashem. And that could mean either lebedek habayis, that money should be used to make improvements in the Beis HaMikdash, or la koyhanim, or it can be given to support the koyhanim. Sha'al yodam birur kol ha-halochis kanal. And as we learned earlier, the koyhanim are major players in this birur ha-halochis, in refining the halochis. Rav Nosson Zalev quoted the pasuk, Yoiru mishpatecho Yaakov, that those from Shevet Levi, the Kohanim from Shevet Levi, they're the ones who teach mishpat to the Jewish people. Ukeshechoizer hoashirus v'hamamoin lohem, and when this wealth or money goes back to them, to the Kohanim or to the Beis Hamikdash, hu choizer l'shoyresh kiddushasoi, it's being returned to the roots of its holiness. Sheze ikar hatikon, that's the main tikkun always, to reconnect something back to its source. Veze bechinas cherim bigdusha, this is the concept of holy cherim. Shemachrim umegareish kol achizas asitra achra, mechavetaseh, that by declaring this thing cherim lashem, I'm thereby chasing away the sitra achra, that the sitra achra can no longer grab onto it in any way and draw power from it. And the person is returning that object and elevating it completely to a place of holiness. That's one form of cherim, v'chein lehepech, and you have the opposite type of cherim, mi shemevaze chochom amiti, a person who insults a true Talmud Chacham, machrimen oisoi, Beis Din excommunicates that person, umegarshin umenaden oisoi, and they exile him. He can't come to shul, he can't be with the community anymore. Sheloye lo yoid shum chelek v'achiza bedibur hakdusha, he no longer has any portion in holy conversation, shenimshach mehalochei shel Torah shebal peh, which comes from the laws of the Torah shebal peh. Validei zeh moitzin mimenu kol chiyusei shenimshach misham, and by excommunicating him in this way, we remove from him the battery, his life force, which he draws from. Ki ikar hachiyus mehadibur shenimshach mitorah shebal peh, because the main source of life comes from the Torah, from the speech of the Torah Shebal Peh, Kamay Shekosuv, as it says in the beginning of the Torah, Vayehi ha'odam lenefesh chaya, Odom became a living organism, the Targumah, and the Targum says, Leruach memalala, a spirit that speaks. And as Rabbi Nizal shows this over there in chapter 12 in the Likud Imran, V'alkein al yidei hanidui v'acherim yecholen lo okroi mechiusa v'ashirusai. And therefore, by the rabbis putting this person in cherim, in nidui, excommunicating them, they uproot that person from his source and from his wealth. Shenim shachakol midibur shel Torah shebal peh, which all comes from the words of the Torah shebal peh, she'oikren oisem isham ha'idei hanidui, and we're detaching the person from there by excommunicating him. Im loy sheyoshuv be'emes, unless the person really regrets what they did, v'yachzer b'tshuva shleim al dibur avaroim, and the person shows complete tshuva for the terrible things that they said, oz yuchal lehistaken al yidei hechocham o'emes shebizo isoi, then that person can get a tikkun through the chacham whom he insulted. Because that chacham has the ability to take those words, those insults, and reformat them, repair them into halachos. And through this, even that individual who insulted the chacham can get a tikkun im yoshuv be'emes, if the person will do a real tshuva. Because the Talmud Chacham will take that person and elevate him to the source of the holiness of all the halachos. Shesham Hulamala Bimchinas Kosnas Ur, whereby there at its original source, it's in the form of Kosnas Ur with an Aleph, not with an Ayin. These garments of light. Ki Hatzadiko Emes Zocha Alidei Oitzim Kidushosoi Lebchinas Kosnas Ur Bi Aleph. Because the true tzaddik, through all of his efforts to purify himself, has been zeichet to those garments of light with an aleph, or with an aleph. Shehu shoyrish ha-Torah, which is the origin of the Torah. Shesho mizbatel hasmoel v'nichlal b'yamin. There is no left. The left becomes part of the right. Kishom koilo yamina. Up there, in that place of Kosnasor, by the Keser, there's only right, no left. Shezeo bechinas chalitzas haminolim kishenichnosim lebeis hamikdosh. And now we'll understand again on the opposite end of the pendulum, that when a Jew enters into a very holy place, into the Beis Hamikdosh, he had to remove his shoes. Kemoi shekosuv, lo yikone sodom lahar abayis b'makloi u'biminoloi. A mission all the way at the end of Masechta Brachos, that a Jew is not allowed to enter into the Harabayis with his shoes. Kishom meir shoyresh ha-Torah v'ha-Halochos. Because there in the Beis HaMikdosh, you didn't have these kosnasor with an ayin. There you had the kosnasor, the light shining properly and fully. And a person going there would be able to receive it in a beneficial way. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to introduce us to the topic of Moshe Rabbeinu with the snare, with the burning thorn bush, and give us a whole new light on what took place there. Why over there also Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, remove your shoes, because the place that you're standing in right now is a very holy place. We still have a number of fabulous chidushim just in the next 2-3 pages. And Yitz Hashem will continue this in the following shir. Tomorrow morning is Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the shir will start 8:15. Yitz Hashem, do our best to make sure to start on time, 8:15. And with Hashem's help, we'll complete this volume tomorrow or the next day, see how Hashem leads us. A siyum on 550 pages of Likutei Halachos that we're zeicha to do together. Something fantastic, Baruch Hashem. It's timely to do it on Rosh Chodesh, if possible. We should be zeicha, I hope, to be leaving now for Meron, even though there are missiles and rockets up north, not in Meron usually, further up north. We hope that all the Jews that are going to daven today, Erev Rosh Chodesh, even though there is no Yom Kippur Katan today, because we're still in the month of Nisan, we're not saying Tachnun, but it's still Erev Rosh Chodesh, and we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. These are very significant days. Hashem should accept all of our tefillah and Torah, and we should be zeicha to see a complete and final tikkun with the coming of Moshiach, the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Meher B'Yameinu, Amen V'Amen.